everybody. Welcome to episode 207 of Game Over Nation. I am your fill-in host, Ryan De La Rosa, and with me this week is Gabe Philbin.
Yo!
And Dylan Roush.
Oh, wee wee wee.
And special guest, Paris Faustier.
Bonjour.
No, it's Bongiorno.
Bongiorno. Yo soy Paris Faustier.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Me amo es Paris Faustier.
Yeah. So we're here. We're doing a podcast.
We made it.
Yeah, another week. Here we are.
Yeah, two times on Sunday.
Right.
I don't have like midterms as much, so I can actually get this one out tomorrow. So that's cool. Well,
I guess that's neat.
Ryan, while you were away, I thought of something you would really hate.
What's that?
A game made by David Cage and Jonathan Blow.
Oh, man. That would be pretty awful. It would be the most pretentious thing ever. And with QuickTime events.
There you go.
So, what's everyone been up to? Gabe, what are you doing?
Halloween happened, and you know what I did? Nothing. We just kind of like sat around and watched. We're taking Surge through Star Wars movies because he hasn't seen them,
right?
Or he saw like the original three, like 4, 5, and 6 when he was like 5 or whatever. So that doesn't really count,
right?
So we watched 4 and 5 last night. It was and since the originals are like impossible to get now. These are like the most recent special editions, and I have not seen the most recent special editions, and there are some funny things in those.
You're in for a treat with Return of the Jedi then, Gabe,
because that's the one with the creepy Ewok eyes, right?
That one's it's you're in for a treat, Gabe.
Because episode 4, there's like this weird dinosaur monster that's just like walking around.
Oh, and,
like,
yes.
Don't worry. It's in the fucking foreground, so it's the first thing your eyes fucking go to. Where'd the speeder go?
It's got different shadows than the rest of the world around it.
Everything has the worst lighting, so like you know immediately what is not supposed to be there.
Oh, I can't see Alec Guinness. There's some fucking brontosaurus ass in the way.
Well, and please, like, let's go by its canon name, Kit Fisto.
Yeah, so Kit Fisto's like there, like on the screen. You're like, that looks stupid. And then the next shot, he like the whole frame just gets taken up by him walking by. So you just see its like body, its shitty ass CGI body just walk by the entire
Every
frame.
Scene is just so dense.
And that's the entire screen.
Oh, go ahead.
Is this thing?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's mind-boggling that was ever okayed.
That's the same special effects where they go into the cantina and there's just a bunch of weird computerized, like, scenes. Like, they just cut to, like, aliens that are computerized that have no business being there, right?
I don't know if that was in this one. Okay. I was, like, laughing a lot. There was, like, right outside outside the cantina, there was, like, a lizard that was CGI'd in. And just like sitting
Wait,
there.
What's the one with the singing alien?
Gabe.
Oh, that's. Oh,
you're in for a treat, Gabe.
Oh no, because I know in the sixth one they change it to young Anakin, like what's his name, Hayden Christensen Anakin for the ghost, and like that's beyond stupid on its own. But
yeah,
man, shit. Like
so this is the first time you're seeing the remastered. Is that what you said?
The like this edition of like the latest edition of special editions,
right?
Because there's like 3 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, Disney's planning to re-release the original cuts.
Yes,
that'll be good.
Thank God,
that'll be that will be good.
They changed the pit too, Gabe. So that
yeah, why not change everything?
Just cause. But that's not the. Who cares about that? There's. Before that, you're in for a treat.
Even before the pit?
Yeah, who fucking cares about that? I don't give a shit about that. It's just a stupid-looking mouth. Looks like fucking...
No, I mean, but, like, before that in the movie.
Yeah. Like, in the first, like, 15 minutes, dude.
Oh, okay. I think I know what scene is, like, ripe for the picking on that. All right. I'm not sure when we'll get around to that. Maybe next week we'll, like, put it on while we're doing Extra Life or something.
Right. Yeah, that way you can kind of shelter the blow a little bit.
Like, yeah.
It won't
it's
hurt
just
as
on
bad.
In the background. Because Return of the Jedi is not, like, the tour de force of the series. But, yeah, so we got through 4 and 5. And we also had Devin's girlfriend play through PT. And she doesn't play games, or at least, like, dual analog games. So it was real interesting seeing someone, like, learn how to, like, use both sticks at the same time. Because, like, PT is not, like, a mechanically, like, challenging game. Because it's just, like, moving and, like, you click the right stick. And one time you have to hit X. But, like, learning that in, like, the worst room, the worst hallway known to man is, like... It's terrifying, because whenever I'm, like, watching someone play that game and, like, they turn around, I get all tense. And, she, like, trucked through. We got to, like, the jump scare, like, kill scene. And then, I took over and just got to the end. But, it was a lot of fun. That was fun to watch. Apart from Halloween stuff, I played more Destiny, obviously, because that's what I do now, I guess. I'm just the Destiny person. I worked on the Metal Gear video a lot. I did a lot of midterms. And I played a game called Halo 5.
Yeah. I played some of that.
I did too. Yeah.
That's a game that I have also played.
Mm-hmm. And we have not played a lot of since we first played it. At least campaign.
No, I guess the week got busy for me anyway, so and then I was gone all weekend. Is that all?
We'll talk about Halo, but I got one of the grades back on one of the midterms I took, and I got a check out of 100.
So does that mean you got all the points?
I have no idea. I got an email saying, oh, the grade has been posted for the Matrix reflection. I'm like, all right, let me see. And then said, score, check, out of possible points, 100.
Does your school use the Canvas grading system?
Yeah.
That means you got 100.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, that was easy.
What is a Canvas grading system?
So Canvas is like a website.
It's a place where you can check your grades online. You can, like, if you turn in a paper, you can see the teacher's, like, comments next to the paper. It also checks for plagiarism. So, like, if you upload a paper, it'll show everything that you stole off the internet.
Neat.
Yeah, it's a really interesting system. And they also use that to make sure that you don't turn in the same paper to a different class, which sucks, because I did that a lot in high school.
I think that's lame.
Yep, I did that too.
But I think that's also lame. Like, why can't you use the same paper for a different class if it's applicable?
Exactly, why can't you? But because you're plagiarizing yourself, and there have been cases where students have gotten in trouble for plagiarizing themselves.
You're lying to yourself then. You know, you can't lie to yourself. But yeah, I did that a lot in high school, and then for, like, the journalism classes at Northeastern, I didn't know about an assignment, so it was due in, like, 2 days, and then I had to, like, take an assignment that I did from the last year, revise it a little bit, get, like, one more interview, and then just post that. It worked okay.
But now we can't do that anymore because of technology.
Man.
Stupid technology.
One of my brother's friends who went to my college, he used the same paper for every class. And it was steroids and baseball. How can we change this? Every class. Steroids and baseball. That dude is now a lawyer.
Sounds about right.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah. If the shoe fits. So, I think Halo's the only other thing I've been up to. So we can just get into that. Halo 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a game.
I've definitely played more multiplayer than campaign at this point. And multiplayer, I'm enjoying. Warzone mode is, like, the thing I'm most was most intrigued by, which is the, like, 12-on-12 kind of Halo take on MOBAs. Sorta. Yeah, like, it is MOBA-inspired. Mm-hmm. Has, like, neutral monsters and some, like, base objectives to take, and then like a main hub that if you lose that, then you lose the game. But the biggest problem with Warzone is that it has, like, the same card system, or not same, but, like, a similar card system that Titanfall did. And I think that is such a stupid thing to do.
It is a little weird. I don't even think I used one in the last match because I was still trying to, like, when we were playing the other night, because I was still figuring out what the fuck was going on.
So, the way it works, like, everyone starts at level one, and then, like, as you kill things and get goals, and just, like, as time goes on, you get more experience, level up to, like, 2, 3, all that, you know, up the ladder. And then as you level up, you get access to new weapons, and, like, you can adjust your loadout. And then you also have cards that you can use that you get from requisition packs, which you can either buy or, like, you get in-game currency to, like, unpack them, and that's where you get, like, armor unlocks and everything, too. But the biggest issue is that those are locked away, too, by the experience bar, and you have a limited amount, so once you use it, it's gone. Like, you use this card to get a tank, and then once that tank blows up or you die, like, that card's gone, yeah. And, like, you're shit out of luck. So if your team's, like, getting their asses beat, like, you're losing, like, 200, like, it's the first of 1,000, you're losing, like, 200 to 700 or something, you just be like, I'm not going to use any cards. Like, I'm just going to...
Yeah, you don't want to burn your cards for a lost cause.
Yeah, it's like, it just doesn't encourage any...
It makes you do this weird math that, is this worth it? Like,
Risk-reward management.
Yeah, and it's a little frustrating to think about. Like, it's nerve-wracking. Like, I don't know, part of me thinks maybe just with that being the way the game is designed, just burn them and then you'll get more later. I don't know how the rarity of certain cards is. Does anyone have any idea?
There are, like, categories on the cards that say, like, tiers. Rare, uncommon, common,
right? But how often are you getting?
Depends, like, on what pack you're using.
Because if you burn a Wraith, are you going to have to wait a month to get another Wraith in a pack?
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the question.
I don't know how often these cards are coming up, or are they going to be generous with all this kind of stuff to incentivize, like, go ahead, use them. Just use them. Just get out there and just start burning through cards. You'll get more.
Well, Ryan, right now, if you buy specially marked boxes of Hot Pockets, you can get as many cards as your heart desires.
Oh,
they're all right
neat.
There.
That's not neat. A joke.
Hot Pockets. That's,
so they have a Hot Pocket deal?
Oh, yeah.
This is a real thing.
Halo Pocket. That's
like the big, that's the most frustrating thing of that. There's no, like, swing of power in the game. So, like, once you start losing, you know, it's very easy to snowball with not a lot of, like, ways to get back into the game. And especially if you have no communication with your team. Like, if you're just, like, if it's just, like, me and Harris, like, we can try all as we might, but we're just going to get, like, steamrolled by, like, four dudes if it's just us two going after an objective.
Yep. Teamwork is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the when a high point value NPC runs in, like, I like you, like, it pops up on your HUD, 150 points, and everyone runs to it, and it's, I don't know, I think that's fun.
I think that's fun, too, except that 150 point thing is, like, that's like too big of a swing.
Yes. Swings are very dramatic and can come out of nowhere.
I kind of like that, though,
Sorry, go.
They don't send a lot of them in. Like, they come so often.
Two or three per game, yeah.
Yeah. It's not, like, the point value, I think, that's necessarily a problem. It's that it's so random who gets it because you do such minimal damage to that thing. It's ticking down so slow.
Right.
Like, it doesn't it feels like luck to get that thing. Unless you like shoot it with a tank.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Because it's last is it last hit?
Yeah. So whoever kills it.
Gotcha. I don't know if they could figure out some way to do, like, most damage, like whichever team did the most damage. I don't know if that's really hard to do.
Yeah. Or, like, if they divvy the points up or something. Because that's how Heroes of the Storm does it. Like, they have, like, objective base things based on the map. Like, it's a different kind of objective, and it's like both sides can collect, like, sometimes it's like collect skulls or something around the map after you kill a creep or something, and then you pick up the skulls, and each team will get, like, a big monster depending on how many skulls they pick up. But the monster will be stronger if they pick up more skulls, so, like, it, even if you lose, like, the tug of war about it, like, you still get, like, credit for, you still get, like, an A for effort.
Right. And I'm sure as more as this game goes on, I mean, with the way it's so, like, you can patch anything, so...
Yeah, I think
who knows what kind of rebalancing they'll do.
This is the most interesting thing, like part of Halo 5 for me right now. And just it's disappointing that it is kind of weighed down by this card system. I think that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be overhauling that. Unless those cards are selling well, in which case they won't. Like, we really don't have a way of knowing.
The good thing about the microtransactions for those cards is that, like, the smallest one you can buy is $25, so...
That's what? The biggest one you can buy.
Well, I don't think you can use money on the other ones.
Yeah,
the
only, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I think it's like $3
one. I think there's like a $3
one. It goes $1, $2, $3, and then $25.
I thought it was $25 or nothing. Okay.
Yeah,
that would be really weird. That would be bad. Yeah, and I guess we played through a little bit of the story, but I'm gonna have to play it again later, because when we all play together, we just goof off the entire time.
I'm just screaming the whole time about how Kelly leads the way.
We're all in an elevator while story dialogue is happening in the background, and we're all just jumping up in the air and dive bombing into each other, trying to kill each other. You can't hear anything except for the sound of people slamming into the ground.
I mean, the best thing yelling. Is when we open that door and that Marine says, "Hey, this way, Master Chief," and we just punch him in the face and kill him. And he was on our team.
you can team kill NPCs in this game,
as with every Halo.
Yeah, there are zero consequences for it.
You just got to keep the body count low.
Yeah. So it was a fun. We played through what, like three missions?
Yeah, three or four. So far, I'm kind of like underwhelmed by the scenarios we're in. I like the changes to the like game mechanics. I like the dash. I like the shoulder charge and. The ground pound, it looks cool, but it's totally worthless.
I don't know, like, maybe if you hit something directly with it, but it has no area effect at all.
And you get, like, you get no shielding when you're charging it up, so you're just in the air as, like, a totally immobile target.
And it looks like a thing that should have an area effect with the way you slam down, but I don't get the impression that it does. Based on what happens when you land, which is typically nothing.
Yeah, I don't really care about the that aim down sights thing. I think that's kind of pointless.
I'm down with it.
I think it helps.
It finally needed to take that step.
I don't think it did. Like they did it for every gun in such like a weird way where like with the assault rifle, it just like it doesn't like line it up to like the standard first person like view. It just zooms in more.
I mean, it does activate the hover.
Because when you jump and aim, it starts hovering.
Yeah, which also makes you a big target. Yeah.
I didn't even realize it did that.
Yeah, if you jump in the air and you aim down your sights, you'll hover in the air.
Yeah.
And you can shoot down on fools.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll probably play more after this podcast is done.
Yeah, that seems likely.
Cool.
Yeah. And you can get through Halo. A bit more. Paid $120 for that game because I had to refresh Xbox Live. Yeah.
Awesome.
I forgot Xbox Live was $60 now.
Yeah, well, if you try just a little bit, you can find it for less.
Yeah,
like, if you go on Amazon, you can...
Right after I bought it, Harris was like, "Oh, I didn't know you were buying it. I have a place where you can get it for, like, $25.
Yeah.
What is this?
Xbox Live.
Huh. Yeah.
Let's see. How's, like, games with gold going?
This month's games are, like, a first-person puzzle game on the Xbox One and then Dirt 3 on Xbox 360.
Woo!
Yeah.
There have been some good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I think we missed a lot of good ones. There was an Xbox 360 one a few months ago for Halo Reach. And, like, yeah, so they'll have a good one every once in a while. I think it's a lot of, like, indie stuff usually, just like PlayStation Plus. I think it's still a nice thing they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Dylan.
What up?
What have you been up to?
The Witcher.
Just witching it up.
That's
Have you gotten to Act 2 yet?
Is there an Act 2 in that game?
I take that as a no then. Pretty sure there's 3 acts in that game.
That's a really fucking long game.
Which Witcher is this?
Three. Yeah.
Okay, so you hadn't played it yet?
I hadn't beaten it yet.
Oh, okay.
And he never will, because it's so long.
And since it had been so long since I had played it, I just started a new game instead of just picking up where I left off.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I imagine I'm pretty far into it.
Like, that's the thing I always have heard. Like, people are, like, putting so much hours into The Witcher, and then they're like, yeah, I think, like, I'm almost done, and then somebody will say, oh, have you gotten to Act 2 yet? And like, there's an Act 2.
I spent so much time with the side quests, and, like, this time is not any different. The side quests are really good, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I've heard, what's the one everyone talked about? Bloody Baron?
The Bloody Baron was really fucking good.
That's, like, there were, like, articles written about that one. That one got a lot of attention.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happens in it. But apparently it's, like, it's that hotness.
It's really good, that's what it is.
I might get to The Witcher one day.
One of these days.
Maybe so when, like, I upgrade my PC and it goes on, like, super sale on Steam.
It's fine on PS4.
Yeah, I've heard now, like, they've gotten a lot of updates into it, and it's a lot better.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it on PS4.
Yeah. I'm becoming
I think it's the type of game that you would prefer with a controller, too.
Yeah, probably. And leaning back, since I'm going to be playing it for a long time. If I play it, that is. Yeah. Anything else, Dylan?
Was that it, Dylan?
That's pretty much all I've played.
Cool!
I also watched a lot of wrestling today, but we don't need to talk about that.
Harris, have you played anything other than Halo 5?
Well, I've been playing the Trying to Stay Alive game here in Austin for a little bit. With how much it's been raining. It's El Nino.
That's Spanish for the Nino.
Correct. It's coming to kill us all. A lot of rain. But yeah, let's see. This past week, I played Halo. I've been getting ready for Extra Life, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. I've been watching my roommate play Paper Mario in the Thousand Year Door. And that's you know, those games have such great style. Like, those are just good-looking, lighthearted, like, fun little games, those Paper Mario games. And we also noticed that, like, the bad guy is named Grotus. And I just think that's the funniest name in the world. And every time these little minions come up, they, like, do this hand salute where they make an X in front of their faces. And they don't say anything, but every time they do that, me and my roommate just shout, Hail Groot! And it's great. And so, yeah, we've just been jamming on Paper Mario lately on our stream and all that stuff. So, yeah, just mostly playing Halo 5 and watching Paper Mario. And I hung out with Ryan this weekend.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, we got some beers at the Austin Beer Garden Brewery.
Yeah, I guess this can feed into what I've been doing.
Okay.
Which is, yes, I saw Harris. We went to a brewery and had some beers. I took the longest drive to Austin ever this weekend for the same very reason Harris was describing, the weather. The major highway that goes between here and Austin was flooded out about 25 minutes from Barry's house. So I was 25 minutes from being where I was going, and then the road was closed due to flooding, and I had to turn around, go back to another city, cross over to another highway that gets into Austin, and come down. So 3 hours from the point that I got in line in the line of cars leading up to the, because you couldn't tell if the road was closed or if there was a wreck or what was going on until you got up there and the cops were like, oh yeah, you got to turn around and go back. Motherfucker. So I, 3 hours later, I got to my friend's house. So grand total of about a 5 hour journey from what should have been a 2.5 hour journey. And so Then on the way home, so that happened on the way there. On the way home, my battery in my truck started to die. In Barry's driveway, it kind of weakly started. And then I had to stop at a drugstore, and then it did not start in that parking lot. So Barry came and jumped me. And then I drove for about, I guess, a little over an hour, maybe 2 hours, and I stopped to get gas, and it wouldn't start at the gas station. So then I had to, luckily the guy at the pump right next to me had jumper cables and jumped me, and then I drove straight to an AutoZone and got a new battery. So that was lots of fun with the travel this weekend. But game-wise, pretty much just Halo 5. Try to think if I booted up anything else. I don't think I did. I guess I probably played a little bit more of the Yoshi's Woolly World. I'm debating, because doesn't... When does Fallout come out? Is it next Tuesday?
10 days from today.
Isn't it?
It's the 10th. I thought it was 11-11, right?
No, it's 11-10. It's 11-10.
Oh, okay.
It's the Tuesday after Extra Life, which is just such, gotcha, such a goddamn then, bummer.
So it's the Tuesday after Extra Life, and then the Tuesday after that is Battlefront, right? I believe.
I don't know.
Or is Battlefront? Yeah. Is Battlefront this month, or is it December?
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Yeah. It's this month.
Yeah. So I'm debating on whether or not to pre-order those. I feel like Fallout is a game I need to play, I should play. I'm just worried that I'm going to get really sick of it. Because, like, it took me a while to get through Fallout 3, even though I really liked it. It was just a very long game. And I remember I stopped playing it for a long time. I was pretty far into it. Stopped playing it for a long time and finally came back to it and finished it. But, boy, it just sucks up so much time. So I don't know. And I'm kind of with Battlefront, I'm a little worried that everything's going to be broken. So I don't know about that one either.
Yeah, I would definitely wait on Battlefront. If not for server stability, I'd wait for reviews as well.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really good. And people have played the beta or whatever it was.
Yeah, very mixed reactions came out of that beta.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people loved it. Some people were not really hype on it at all. So I
do have bad news, guys.
Huh.
Turns out the Assassin's Creed Syndicate has a grappling hook.
Right? So are you going to have to buy it now?
I might get this game.
Oh, man.
That's rough.
Not right now, but, like, I'm thinking about it.
Thoughts and prayers, Gabe. Thoughts and prayers.
Like, I talk so much shit on Assassin's Creed. Like,
rightfully so.
Apparently this one is, like, good. And, you know, I want to see where it's at.
Hey, Gabe, Call of Duty has a grappling hook.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's rough, right?
Yeah. Games decided to come out with grappling hooks right after I don't have a job anymore. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, just grappling hooks everywhere.
Yeah.
But Gabe's kryptonite.
But another game that looks like it has a grappling hook-esque thing is Mirror's Edge Catalyst, which got delayed 3 months.
Aww.
It's coming out in May now, and I am totally fine with that. The day it was coming out on had, what, Deus Ex and the new Far Cry coming out the same day, so I'm okay waiting another 3 months. I mean, waited, like, thinking about this game, like, almost every day for, like, 7 years. I can wait a little bit longer.
Sounds like you have a lot of faith.
Oh, I see what you did there.
This podcast is over.
Do you get it? Because the Mirror's Edge girl is named Faith.
Gabe, do you get it?
Gabe, are you still there? Is Gabe in the call?
I hate you all so fucking much.
Was that Gabe?
I think he was praying and having faith.
Yeah.
Was that what? Okay.
So Sony had a thing this week.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Moving on.
Can we go into news?
We'll get on. It's not news, just more reaction stuff, I guess.
Okay.
I think the two biggest takeaways, Sony had their Paris Games Week. They had, like, a little conference because they didn't do a Gamescom thing. And they also have PlayStation Experience in December?
Yes.
Because they're doing that again, so I wonder what they're going to show there, too. So they showed off more, like, Horizon Zero Dawn. Game still looks cool. That one about, like, mechanical dinosaurs taking over the world. I think the two biggest takeaways I have, we got the new David Cage game. I can't remember the subtitle other than it's called Detroit. And then Wild.
Detroit.
And Wild had a gameplay showing, which got a lot of buzz. So we'll start with David Cage. Ryan, did you play Beyond?
I did not.
Dylan, you've only played the Navajo section, which has all kinds of problems in it.
Oh, it was amazing. I wish I had gotten the awkward like party scene or whatever too.
We played some. We played through almost all of it together. When you were here.
Yeah.
What a way to spend a day.
Oh God. That's one of my most liked Instagram videos, is the clip of me and Gabe laughing like we're crazy people as what's her name, Ellen Page, had a quick time event where she had to open a bottle of wine and her date was just looking at her, and we held it on that screen for as long as we could.
She opened it, but it was her looking at
the bottle of wine.
She was like waiting to pour it, waiting for us to like tell her to pour it, and the camera just kept alternating between her about to pour it and then her date just like longingly looking up at her about to pour this bottle of wine, and we held it there for maybe 5 minutes.
Just laughing.
God, that's the magic of David Cage games.
It is.
But David Cage I'm always very intrigued, and it's like if it was anyone else almost, I'd have a lot more faith, because I like...
I'm sorry, you'd have a lot more what?
I saw your eyebrows raised, and I was just so fucking mad at myself that I used that word. David Cage games, like, I'm always excited to see, like, what... Like, I like the guy's ideas. I hate how he presents them and how he talks about them, because he's the biggest dick about his ideas.
Aww.
Like I think it's totally possible to do like that kind of game well. Until Dawn has a lot of was very well received and is essentially like controls the same. You just don't hold R2 to walk. But I'm again intrigued by Detroit, which the entire the entire premise is like essentially Blade Runner, but in Detroit that doesn't look like Blade Runner, where it's like a machine has like self.
Yeah, it just looks like Detroit.
Yeah,
well, just future Detroit,
slightly future Detroit.
Yeah,
right, with robot people, and it kind of seems like the game industry watched Blade Runner at like all at the same time and was like, we should make games about that same concept, and then people started making games about that. It's like, right. Had this Soma, there's some like side missions in Mass Effect DLC, you know, there's a list, and I like the idea. I'm very confident that like there are good stories to be told with this idea. I mean, Blade Runner is pretty good.
I mean, here's how I feel about how this game pitch went down. It was the publisher coming to David Cage saying, David, we need an idea David. For David. We need an idea for your next game. And he just looks at his coffee table where there's a copy of Robe of a Cop sitting. He's like, okay, what if there's a robot in Detroit?
David, that's already been done?
What if it's a girl robot and she just wants to be loved?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. Motion controls. And my next game will be about a wizard. So there we go.
Yeah, see if that wizard demo actually comes to life.
Yeah,
but, right. So this is like based off that. What was it called? Kara.
Yes.
The like demo, essentially about the same idea of like a robot manufacturing facility.
Well, it has the exact scene from that tech demo is in the trailer.
Yeah, it's just an expansion off that.
Yeah.
And like showing that she's like self-aware. I guess that's like the most accurate term.
Right.
And like wants to learn more, and they're like, wait, nope, we can't have this, and try to like shove her away, but apparently in the game she's out. And the trailer was like pretty well done. I liked the just how it like played out towards the end with all the shots of, like the robots like and humans turning and looking at her while she was walking. So like this seems to be maybe she has like some kind of like virus power or something that like makes robots self-aware. I don't know, That's kind of like the vibe I was getting from there. But the like most disappointing thing about this game, like outright, is that it's a David Cage game, and you just the track record shows promise and then just falling flat so hard.
Let's think about what roles can William Dafoe play in this game.
Man, there was a image going around of David Cage sitting next to Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe, and David Cage looks like all hyped, and Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe look like they want to be anywhere else in the world. Like, literally anywhere else.
That should probably be the art for this episode's podcast.
Yeah, yes, it should. I'm going to find this picture. All right, I got it. I'm going to put it in the Skype call.
Who will play the self-aware robot?
I don't know if they've said who the
I want your speculation.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't recognize the face, so I don't know if they're doing like celebrity faces again.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the first and last time he's going to get that opportunity was with Beyond.
Remember when he was talking about his binder full of pictures of Ellen Page?
So you're telling me this guy literally has binders full of women?
Yes, he is. He is Mitt Romney of game development.
Binders full of women.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who would we want to see in this game? Who can we cast?
I don't care.
Pauly Shore.
I care now.
I wouldn't mind John Travolta in this game as like maybe like the owner of the factory who's trying to get his robot back.
What if David Cage made a face-off game?
Wouldn't it? Like, it has to be Will Smith, right? Like
he's in that one movie.
Gotta be in this. I mean, he's already been in iRobot.
Doesn't iRobot take place in Detroit?
I think it's New York. I'm not sure.
I know it was like filmed in Vancouver or whatever. But.
I got it. The robot is actually just Peter Weller, just not in RoboCop's body.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does OCP own the cops in this game?
Who knows?
Probably.
Most likely, fair chance. Yeah.
Michael Keaton's there. He looks like a fermented ham.
But who's he rooting for in the MLB playoffs?
One can only dream that it's the Cubs.
Well, they're not in the playoffs anymore.
I know, he's really disappointed. He's real disappointed. And then the next one is Wild. I don't know if you guys saw that, and I think Harris did.
I did, I saw that
trailer. Wild demo. I couldn't find a link for it to give to you, Ryan and Dylan. I guess Harris and I can try to paint a picture of it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Where it starts... Enter stage right. So it's being made by the head of what's that game? Beyond Good and Evil.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like painting the picture and all. And you play as a shaman, or I think they called it like shaman. I don't know.
He's some kind of beastmaster.
Yeah, essentially beastmaster. And the game starts by you trying. It's like, oh, this girl got bit by a poisonous snake. Go find the snake and make an anti-venom. And so your little shaman guy is like, all right, I guess I can do this pretty easy. So then you summon a bird. Like, you just go and you take control of a bald eagle after you, like, you swing your staff around or something. And you can just, you start playing as an eagle now. And then the eagle can see things and finds the snake and then kills that. Or no, it doesn't kill the snake, which I was really disappointed by because I wanted to see that snake die. But, like, the premise of this game is you're this shaman and, or maybe you can control the people in the tribe too. I don't know. But... You just take control of animals to maybe complete objectives. I couldn't tell if it was just like, hey, do whatever you want, because they just kind of like stumbled across this like ritual party of apparently cannibals, and then the guy took a bear and then just like beat the fuck out of everyone with a bear, and then like zombies came out of nowhere.
And then you summoned a bunch of crows to attack people. And...
Yeah, like it's crazy. The animals just start flowing, and I don't know if, like, it looks like you can summon them and also take control at the same, like,
mm-hmm.
at the same time or differently. And then it ended with a giant snake lady coming out of the earth and, like, slithering around. So I guess there's, like, gods in this game, too.
So, it seems like a very mystical world, yeah.
So, a lot of people, got real excited about this, including Devin. I have no idea how to feel other than, it looked like there is prime opportunity to do stupid things in this game.
Yes.
Interrupt cannibal parties with a bear and just beat the hell out of everyone.
Yeah, it looks interesting. Huh. I'm excited to see the variety of animals you can take control of and what powers they will
have. I think, I'll show after the podcast, I'll try to find the giant bomb people watching the trailer, and I think their reactions make it seem a lot more promising of viewing it in just, a stupid sandbox light, because it seemed, relatively self-serious. It didn't seem like a total joke, but it also, kind of, the way the game plays out is just kind of, ripe for comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was the weirdest, it was easily the weirdest thing I saw at the Paris Week thing. Yeah. There's some other VR stuff, but I don't know, VR still isn't showing well at convention or on conference stages.
But now they have models with VR plastered over their faces and making weird expressions at
excited
the camera.
Excited face. So you're just getting shots of a bunch of people with open mouths.
I can't wait for VR to come out so that we can stop getting made fun of for VR. It's such a silly thing. It's
fucking VR. They still haven't announced a price for Morpheus, right? Or no, it's not called, it's just PlayStation VR.
PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
They should have just kept the name Morpheus.
Right.
That's way better.
We made the name dumber.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, here Morpheus is for a cool you. Name, man.
Yeah. God of dreams, man. But those are my takeaways. Gravity Rush 2 looks cool. Happy that's coming back. Because the first game is real promising, but the combat was real bad. Harris didn't even remember there was combat in that game the last time we talked about it.
Wait, what game?
Gravity Rush.
Gravity Rush? No, I remember there was combat.
Oh.
There's something about that game that I don't remember. Because, I thought it was a fine game. I don't think it was really anything too special. It was a cool idea. I think it was very fun.
I think it's a special game. It's just not excellent. Because, moving around in that game was great. That's some of the best movement I've had in a game. Going from,
Wait, in which game?
Gravity Rush, the Vita game that no one played because it's a fucking Vita game. It had pretty bad combat system because it used the touchscreen a lot. So just it would get overly complicated with moving and then trying to use the touchscreen at the same time and all that garbage. So I'm happy that it's coming to PS4, and I think it's getting. Yeah, it's coming out again on a PS4, just the original. Just an H or D.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Yep.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And it looks way more colorful, which is great. Looks real pretty. Happy. Happy about that game being a thing. Yeah. I think that was all the big takeaways from PlayStation. No Man's Sky got a release date. Ish,
yep.
A release
from Harris, from Harris's home,
Harris home country. Of Paris.
Paris.
Yeah.
Francois.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
We're just not going to explain that whole concept, are we?
Nope. Okay. No reason.
I don't even fully... So you're just... Your name on a Time Warner bill was Paris, right?
So, as I signed up for Time Warner Cable, they asked me for my name, and I said Harris Foster. I get my first bill, and it's addressed to Paris Foster.
Mm.
And okay. So, I get on Time Warner text chat, and I type to this rep, and I say, hey, can I change my name on my account? He's like, sure, what name do you want it to be? And I type out Harris Foster, and he goes, please wait a moment as I change your name. Okay, I have changed your name in our service to Harry Foster. Is this correct? And I just scream in all caps, no! No, I literally typed it out for you. It couldn't get any easier than this. How did you mess this up?
I wrote it for you.
I wrote it out. All you had to do was copy and paste it, and you still messed it up. And so, because of that whole ordeal, my Halloween costume was the French Time Warner Cable customer, Paris Foster. And so I wore a French beret, and that was my whole costume.
That's good.
Yes. That's good.
That's and simple.
For some reason at Microsoft, they never got my name right. and you have to like sign your name on certain like security tests. So I would always, it would say like sign, like print, type your name as it appears here to like confirm that you've done it. And it was always, it was like, Gariel Philbin, Galiel Philbin, Gabriel Fearbin.
Oh man, that's scary.
Yeah, Fearbin would have been a good one. That should be
Gabriel next. Philbin.
Oh, I gotta change my Twitter name back to like born old Gabe Philbin.
Halloween's over.
Yeah, shit. I should have done Gabe Fear. That's next Halloween. Gabe Fearbin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get hyped for next Halloween.
How about Ghoul Fearbin? No? All right.
I think, I don't know. Ghoul is a little too much.
Probably right. Probably yeah. Right.
Right. All right. So, what else? What else you got? Anything?
I don't know. Hey, you got anything?
Was there any news? I didn't look at news.
I have
no idea. I don't remember anything big happening this week.
This is the most news stuff we've done on this podcast in like
it's true.
4 months, so.
All from Paris.
Yeah.
Yes? What? Yes. Hello?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
But you know what happened since it's Sunday and I'm not used to it yet? I didn't ask for questions.
Oh, that's...
I can think of a question to ask
you
guys.
Harris, ask me anything.
Okay.
AMA.
AMA. All right. If you could have one superpower, but it made it so that you had no arms for that day. Let's say you could be invisible for a day, but it meant you couldn't use your arms. Would you do it?
Just
no. What the I don't want to do that.
Would you do it? Would you do that?
No, because then I can't like fulfill my dream of jerking off on the state capitol.
Oh my god. You could probably find a way.
That's a really weird dream to have.
Yeah.
Politics, baby.
Oh my god.
This is why I didn't want to do this, because Harris always leaves these stupid fucking questions on Twitter, and then we can just ignore them, but now he's here.
Ryan, AMA.
Wait, Gabe, you didn't answer my question.
Fuck off.
Would you do it?
I'm not
this
asking
is what
you
get.
Anything.
I'm never being on this podcast again. I love it and I appreciate it, but I always ruin it for myself. Answer the question.
Sure, I would do it. Why
right,
not?
Cool.
Okay.
I'm not here to ask questions. I'm on the podcast. I'm supposed to be answering them. So I can't do that, Gabe.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, I got a question for you, Ryan.
I'm great.
If you could have $100 coins whenever you want. Only the only way to make them is to poop them out, and it kind of hurts. Would you do it?
Probably.
I don't want to release this podcast.
All right, cool.
Dylan, did you say you had a question?
I was gonna ask you, is Joe Flacco an elite quarterback?
No.
Nah.
What's the meter at this week?
The meter's done. There's no meter anymore.
Oh,
it's how much should Cam Newton have been paid?
Oh, nice.
Oh boy. Well, how about we just call it there before this gets into any more of a dumpster fire?
Is there no questions?
Because I didn't ask.
Oh,
because he's not. Gabe's not real smart.
I am not elite.
No. Okay. Well then,
I
guess
Dylan,
that's
I got a question. Dylan, I got a question for you.
End it.
I got a question for you, Dylan. I got a question. If you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh God, hamburger.
Well, okay.
All right, close us out.
Okay.
Or tacos. Tacos.
That was a.
You already picked hamburger. It is locked in.
I'm glad.
Fuck you, I'm moving to Mexico.
Well, you're going to enjoy Mexican hamburgers then. Hamburguesa.
It's just hamburgers with like a lot of hot sauce on them. Well, I guess they say you got to finish strong, and I can't, I we have to go out on a high note, right? Which is what we just did.
Don't go quietly into that good night.
I'd say the end of this podcast was pretty much a walk-off.
Pro tip, don't die.
Yeah, that too. So, real quick before we go, Extra Life, we're going to be doing that next weekend. We said we'd talk about it, and then we totally didn't.
Dylan said something about masturbating at the Capitol.
So. Yeah. So, if you want to support Dylan's weird habits, Extra Life is not the place to do it. This is all for kids in hospitals.
We're opening up a GoFundMe page to fund invisibility research.
And so we're doing
24 hours
of video games. All the donations go to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals
of our designated areas.
Yeah, we choose which hospitals. So I guess I don't know which one are you doing, Harris?
I'm doing Texas Children's.
You are doing Texas. Okay, so yeah, that's what I'm doing too. I just didn't know if you had picked one in Austin.
Nah, I'm doing Houston.
So we're going to be doing that next weekend. If you go to extra-life.org/team/GameOverNation, that should get you to our team page. We'll be posting stuff on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot throughout the week. So it'd be cool if you could come and donate, and then we'll probably be streaming a bunch next weekend on Saturday. What time are we... Well, I guess we can talk about it later, figure out what time we're going to start collaboratively.
The official Extra Life start time 8 a.m. is 10 a.m.
What?
It's been 8 a.m. each year. Keep in mind, you're both in different locations. So if it's 8 a.m. West Coast, then it's 10 a.m. here.
I thought it was like 8 a.m. across the board.
I thought it was 10 a.m. across the board, but I don't know. Anyway, it's going to be early morning Saturday, November 7th.
You're both real stupid.
Thank you.
That's been clearly proven by like the last 5 minutes of us opening our mouths.
I'm
not stupid.
I'm just asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are giving the stupid answers. Mexican hamburgers. Come on.
So, please, despite the things that you have heard in this podcast, support us, donate, support the Children's Miracle Network. We'll be doing that. And like I said, just keep an eye on our social media stuff, and there will be links.
Now, I'll be streaming out the whole 24 hours. Is anyone else going to stream?
I think we're going to try to get something going.
Yeah, you should, and hopefully you don't lose your internet this time.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, it's been real stormy here this weekend. I mean, not like Texas bad, but, like, you know, we're getting rain.
Right.
Rain and wind and that and the like, so hopefully it gets it all out of its system. Because, yeah, that sucked last year.
Yeah. So, so that's that, and I guess with that, we can wrap up this bad boy. So you can find us at GameOverNation.com. I forgot to mention this, I wrote like a few pieces about some memories I've had of the Halo franchise over the years. Did Halo 1, 2, and 3 so far, hoping to get Halo 4 up tomorrow. That game I probably have the least nostalgia over.
Are you it came out over, so... skipping over like Reach and everything?
Yeah. I'm just doing the main entries. So, because those are the ones that I really probably, other than maybe Firefight and ODST. They're really the older game. The first couple of games had a lot of good memories that I was able to think up when I was writing those. So, go check those out on GameOverNation.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hit up our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And find us on Twitter, @GameOverNation. And like I said, Facebook, Twitter, those will definitely have all the stuff for Extra Life. So with that, that's going to be it for episode 207. For Gabe, Dylan, and Paris Faustier. I am Ryan De La Rosa. Have a good week, everybody. Bye.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, I got a question.
Nope.
No.
Ed.